Welcome to Ulcerative Colitis, Autoimmune Healing Journey. I am your journey guide, Jay India, and I'm so happy that you are here because this is a supportive, positive environment where we can heal together. Please note, I am not a doctor or health professional in any way. If you would like to attempt something mentioned in this episode, please consult your doctor or mental health professional first. Before we get to the episode, so far I've given you 2 years of free content, so please support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating wherever you listen and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And always remember to hit the follow button so new apps pop up on your podcast player automatically. Let's start the show. Hey guys, today I am talking about my second colonic session, which I just came from a few hours ago, so it's all fresh in my mind. And today I have decided to speak off the cuff a little more instead of being so outlined and regimented. And right now my voice is doing okay. See, that sounds bad. Is doing okay. At least it was. So that's exciting as well. And I have been thinking for basically the next episodes. I'm going to do one today, obviously, on my second colonics and what that was like. And then next week I will be doing something on starting cholestyramine and all about cholestyramine, because when I've looked around about starting this hardcore binder, there's not a lot of information, and the information is more for the pharmaceutical, and I'm taking the compounded, and I'll go into this more next week, but I even went into a deep dive in Reddit, which is really sad, but that's how it was going, is I really couldn't find any answers. So you know it's bad when you go to Reddit and subreddits. That's what I did. And I found a couple things that were okay and people who somewhat answered, not my question, but just a question. And of course, you're going to get everything all over the board, but I'll go into that more next week. And then tomorrow, I am meeting with Ruth, who is the SIRS and mold toxicity health coach, who is Dr. Pegg's daughter. And I have a bunch of questions for her. I am so curious, if you listened to my last episode, why my MSH is not budging, especially after a water fast. That was really disappointing for me. And also why my some of my other scores have been not budging as much as I've wanted to, but then other scores have been amazing. So I'm a little confused on a few things. So I will be getting some clarity on that, and that will be nice. I will pass it on to you. And then I have some questions for her on cholestyramine and some things I've been hearing about it that are true, that probably, I don't know, are true, aren't true. I would like to set aside the myths and really understand what I'm getting into, because I will tell you this as a little teaser. Cholestyramine is fine, but there are some things about it that no one talks about where I have been like, whoa, if I knew this, then I would have not been so excited about it and eased into it, I guess, a little more. But other than that, it's going fine. So let's talk about the topic today. And that is, of course, my second colonics session. So exciting. I give a very thorough overview of colonics and what it's like, what a session is like, what it is, the whole thing, in episode 81. So that's a few episodes ago. The episode is called "Are Colonics Safe for Ulcerative Colitis?" I would recommend that episode if you want just more of, hey, this is what a colonic session is exactly. This is what the first colonic session is. This is what you should expect. I would definitely go back to that episode and listen to that. Okay, so colonics is basically a colon cleanse. It also cleanses things like your liver, your small intestine, your gallbladder, those areas. So it goes all the way up with the water being pressurized into it, all the way to the tippy top. versus an enema, which only does, let's say, the second half of where your gut area is. And why I'm doing this is to clean out some of the old toxins left over from the water fast. So that was very important for me to do. And also the idea of colonics is that there is old poo stuck in the colon and stuck to the walls of it, almost like spackle. And it's been there for years. And it's because you have toxins there and you need to clear it out. Now, again, I said in that other episode that colonics are very controversial. Some people are all about them versus others who say, no way, you could never, ever get me to do that. Especially if you listen to episode 81, you can hear that some of it is a painful experience because you're getting water pumped into you and then they're really pressing down on parts of your gut area, your stomach, your colon, your liver. So it's not the most comfortable thing, but as I said in that episode, that sometimes a little bit of pain brings a lot of healing. I mean, obviously not horrible, uncomfortable pain, but pain that you feel that is helping you heal. Let's just put it that way. Not everything is a pleasant, comfortable experience when you're doing it holistically. If you've done anything like acupuncture, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This time I had the colonics done by the woman's daughter, who I found to be just as great. She was just as fun and interesting, and she was amazing and had so much knowledge, and I really appreciated that. So this time when I went in, I knew what to expect. I knew they were going to be pushing on my stomach at certain points. I knew that it was not going to be the most comfortable situation. I knew I had to do a lot of breathing, right? Using that Ujjayi breath from yoga, breathing in like Darth Vader and then out. I actually did exhale out of my mouth, which is not really Ujjayi breathing, but something like that. So I knew to breathe through this whole treatment. Well, not through the whole thing, but through the more uncomfortable parts. So when she started to pump the water into my colon and into my gut area and everything, last time it was a lot for me. And I remember saying to the woman, okay, you have to stop. You have to stop. But this time I was able to handle it so much better, so much more. Even the colonics woman was surprised by it. She said to me, wow, I can't believe how much water you're able to take. That is a really good sign. That's amazing that you can just keep filling up and filling up and filling up. And it wasn't that bad. I have to say, in the beginning, I felt okay. And again, it's this tube they basically insert in your butt, and then the water goes through that way. So I felt that it was a comfortable situation this time. Again, the water is warm. Sometimes it's cold. I remember when they put the coffee in, it's very cold. But that didn't really bother me. The temperature changes, I was okay with that. And I really was filling up with a lot of water. The interesting part is the last time, if you remember, the colonics person said to me, I saw a parasite go through, can't tell you if it's alive or dead. Because I'm taking the cholestyramine, before I even started the treatment, before she even started pumping the water in, I had gas. I warned her. I said, listen, this cholestyramine is making me. I didn't say that to her. I think I said this binder. I kind of explained. You know, it's hard to explain when you go to these holistic experts, because unless it's Dr. Peg or her daughter or someone who's really schooled in SIRS and mold toxicity, they don't know what I'm talking about. So I just keep it very simple. And I say, I have ulcerative colitis, which they usually know. And I found out my root cause is mold toxicity. So I've been on this binder to take out the mold. And then they get that. So she understood what I meant by the binder. And she said, because the binder causes gas, that's actually good because that takes out things much more easily when you're gassy. I found that interesting. She said it creates the bubble that they, I guess, is a good thing. So even before she started the water, I had gas, and the parasites started to come out that way. And she was seeing something that looked like, again, what her mother saw, possibly dead parasites. And she said, okay, let me put in some wormwood and that will remove them even more. So that was good. So we started out the treatment. She started the water. Again, as I said, I was able to fill up and take a lot of water. And then when she did the release, when I was able to release the water from my system, right, it's going back through the tube, you can see it. I had said last episode, it's like a fish tank type thing. And you can see the bile and the fecal matter leaving your body through this tube, which is a lot of toxins, especially from the liver. No surprise there, right? I always am saying the angry liver. I always have that. Then as we got farther into the colonics, she said to me, okay, I'm going to really, you know, do the thing with the stomach where I'm really going to press on your stomach and we're going to try to get out those old toxins that are really stuck in those organs. And I said, okay, let's do it. And as she did it, you could feel some parts were very painful. And she said, I can feel all of that that's hardened. It's starting to loosen. And then you would see it go through the tube and go into the water. So that was really interesting as well, that you could see that immediate release. She was just saying to me the whole time, she's like, you know, you are detoxing incredibly. This is not a normal colonics. The fact that you're able to really remove a lot of these toxins in so fast, and you've really eliminated a lot during this colonics. She said, that's pretty impressive for time number two. And she also said that because I was on the binder, that's probably helped a lot as well. So, and I felt that this second time was so much easier. There were painful parts, I'm not going to lie, but I felt like I could just take in so much more water. And towards the end, it was getting to the point where I was like, oh my gosh, you got to stop filling me. This is too much. But overall, it went very well. And I was very happy with the results. I was very happy with seeing the bile go through and the fecal matter and the parasites and all of that. And again, she did the coffee. So that clears out the liver and the gallbladder. And then she ended with aloe vera and wheatgrass to give all those good prebiotics, probiotics, and put them back into my colon. So I was happy with that. Last time when I had the colonics, if you guys remember, and I was done, and I was sitting there in the room with her and we were talking at the end, I told you that I had tried to go to the bathroom. I had tried to do number two, and you're doing the potty yoga. You're twisting your body. You're lifting your arms up. You're trying to get everything out while you're on the toilet, and not a lot came out. But then when I was talking to her about juicing, everything just came, well, no, not everything came piling out in front of her, but I said to her, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom right now. And I ran into the bathroom and everything came out. This time, she said not to expect a lot to come out because a lot came out during the actual colonics. And that's exactly what happened, is I went to the toilet and I was doing they call it potty yoga, and I was twisting and I was rocking back and forth and I was lifting my arms, and fecal matter did come out, but it wasn't a lot. It was I would say bigger than last time. It wasn't a tiny amount like last time where I was on the toilet last time, the first colonics. It was much more than that, but it wasn't like the last time when I had to run to the bathroom. It wasn't like that at all. And so I was a little nervous leaving because I was thinking, oh my gosh, I have a 20-minute drive home. Am I going to have an accident? And it's been hours and I have not had a bowel movement like that. So everything ended up just fine. And she was right that I must have eliminated a lot in the colonics. She said that I will probably feel very energetic tomorrow. I feel very energetic now. I feel like I could take a run. I feel great. So I'm happy that I went and I did this a second time. I still have a third time. That's next week, is going to be number three. And they say, or at least these experts say, you should do a series of three. And then after that, you decide how often you want to come. But so far, I'm liking this. So far, I feel like I'm seeing some good results. I'm seeing some more energy. I do feel like toxins are coming out of my body. I mean, maybe it's just, I mean, you see it, right, with the bile and everything. But I feel like it is really working for me. And one thing I forgot to mention, because I don't have an outline today, but I want to mention this, is With the vagus nerve, which everyone knows what the vagus nerve is, it stimulates digestion and good digestion. And when there was one part of the colonics when we were doing it, and I think she pressed on something, it was obviously in the stomach, and she pressed on it, and all of a sudden that part behind your ear with the vagus nerve kind of went, like it was a sharp pain for a second, and then I was fine. So I felt it was stimulating the vagus nerve. And then another part, she was saying that, okay, that is definitely the vagus nerve, and it's being cleared out right now. So we will see what happens, because as you guys know, I'm still fighting against this acid reflux, and it's really annoying, and I'm hoping to get some answers from Ruth tomorrow. We shall see what's going on. But today I have to say, after the colonics, my voice feels much better. My throat feels better. So hopefully we're clearing some of this shit out. No pun intended. We will see what the results will bring after colonics number 3. I did feel a big shift from colonics number 1 to number 2 in the sense that I felt that today went much better than colonics number 1. And she also said that people who are highly toxic, it takes them a lot to detoxify. I mean, that makes sense with everything. Jessica Johnson had told me that in sauna, if you go into sauna and it takes you a while to sweat, let's say it's I do 30 minutes. So let's say it's a 30-minute infrared sauna, and 10 minutes into it, you finally start sweating. And then maybe 15 minutes into it, you're sweating, but not that much. That usually means you're highly toxic, because you should pretty much be sweating, maybe not profusely, but you should be sweating right away. And I've found that to be true, because when I started going into sauna, it took me a while to sweat. I mean, I would look at the time and I'd be like, okay, it's 18 minutes and I'm just starting to sweat a tiny little bit. Okay, it's now 13 minutes and I'm sweating, but not profusely. And now when I go into sauna, I am sweating profusely, definitely under 10 minutes. So I know that my body is so much less toxic. So it's really good to know these signs, because no one tells you this, right, guys? No one tells you this. That's the thing. You go to your doctor, you go to your gastro, you go to whoever. They don't have a fucking clue. They don't know. Some of these holistic people, with all due, they don't know either. And I understand it's not their field. A lot of times in the holistic world, they have their thing. It's acupuncture, it's this or whatever. So it's things that we have to piece together. And I thought that was interesting. She said that about colonics too. The colonics expert said, yeah, for someone who's highly toxic, it takes a lot more to detoxify and a lot more colonics, more of a series of colonics, and it takes a longer time. And she said, versus you, I can tell you're a very healthy right now. To me, you look like an extremely non-toxic person, because that's how you are detoxing, is it's coming out very quick and very smoothly. So that's another thing to think about as well. It really is. And did I talk about the hyperbaric? Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I just want to make my point. Did I talk about the hyperbaric chamber? Okay, let's say I didn't talk about the hyperbaric chamber. My mother, who was highly toxic in the sense of just physically, and she passed in 2021, she had a lot wrong with her. She had a lot wrong with her gut. She was very sick. She did not eat well at all. She ate all the industrial seed oils. She didn't pay attention to diet. She was very thin, but she was having all sorts of, she had, what do you call those things? Intestinal blockage. It was a mess. She kept piling pharmaceuticals on. So you guys can imagine how bad her gut was. And when she went to do hyperbaric chamber, that therapy, she said it was good for a week and then she went right back. However, I've known other people who've done the hyperbaric chamber who have addressed things mind, body, soul, who in my opinion are extremely healthy, and they get a lot from it. They get a lot of permanent results. So again, it's the idea of, are you taking care of everything? Because if you are, then when you go into these therapies and you go into these treatments, it will show. it will show. You will get the results not only that you hopefully want, but also you'll have the expert tell you, hey, I can tell your body's not that toxic. Hey, you're immediately sweating in sauna. You are feeling so much better even 6 weeks after doing a hyperbaric chamber therapy. So just keep track of those things too. This is something that I've learned. Okay, are you proud of me? I did not do an outline today, and this is not me. And it's really funny because when I went into the colonics this morning, my brain fog, you guys, it was out of control because of doing the cholestyramine. I've been having some brain fog. I've been upping the dosage very quickly. Maybe a good thing, maybe not a good thing. I don't know, but I have. And I had some brain fog today. Oh my gosh. But now I feel very clear. So, hey, there you go. At least it's a victory in some form. I will be back with an episode next week. And then I think the week after that, or for 2 weeks, I'm going to be taking a small break because guess what, you guys? I need to do the final edits on this book, which I still haven't done. And I also would like to rework my website because it really does need a good, what's the word? Scrubbing's not the right word. Remodel. Yeah, I like that. Remodel. So, and guess who's doing it? Me. Anyway, I digress. It's so nice to talk to you today. It's so nice to talk off the cuff. And remember, buy my water fast journal. It's so good. It's so good. And also buy my UC book, my meditations, or if you would like to support me and this podcast, you can donate. But all these things you can buy in my store also support your healing. So think about that. Make sure to follow Root Cause for Crohn's Colitis on Instagram. I will put that link in the show notes so you can just look down there. And this is a great group of trailblazers who are invested in finding healing and passing on knowledge of IBD. And we are delving into each root cause. I will be hosting Instagram Lives in May 2024 for this group on the Root Cause for Crohn's Colitis Instagram account. So that's why you have to make sure to follow it. And yeah, I hope to see you there. And I think if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know what a green heart is. But if you don't know, it's a perfect poo. I wish all of you a green heart day.